Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, traders saw nothing to generate buying interest in futures yesterday. The focus on the cash market. Feedlots are looking for nothing less than steady cash last week, with feedlots in the north having not revealed any offers as of yet. Today will likely be a reckoning of businesses that should surface to get accomplished what needs to be done. Front month June live cattle goes off the board tomorrow, with August taking over. China relaxing its quarantine policy may provide support for beef and commodities in general. China has been a major buyer, with overall U.S. beef exports setting new records this year. Pork cutouts have not performed well so far this week, with another large decline, $3.56 yesterday. Cash was higher on the National Direct Afternoon Report, showing a gain of $4.65. Slaughter pace is really suffering, with the revised number from Monday being just 450,000 head and running well below last week and a year ago. September Kansas City wheat trading about 16 cents higher early today, climbing back above the $10 mark after 6 weeks of non-commercial selling beat down prices for few reasons that had anything to do with the fundamentals of the wheat market. There's no doubt wheat prices reached lofty levels after Russia invaded Ukraine, and a heavy volume of non-commercial short covering was part of the push that took September Kansas City wheat prices to a peak of $13.80 on May 17th. December corn is trading about a half penny higher early today, quietly finding support since hitting a low of $6.44 Monday. The best chances for rain the next 5 days are in the southern Gulf states, while most of the Corn Belt remains dry. Temperatures expected to be hotter in the western Corn Belt, with triple-digit readings as far north as South Dakota. November soybeans trading about 7 cents higher early today, making a bid for a fourth consecutive higher close, with support from tight supplies of old crop soybeans. Futures in a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
At the close yesterday, August live cattle down 75, 132.72. October down 72, 139.40. August feeder cattle down 230, 171.82. And September down 185. 174.95. July hogs down 25 cents, 109.92. Kansas City wheat, July up 11 cents, 9.83¾. And September is up 11 and a half, 9.90¼. Chicago wheat, July up 17¼, 9.21¼. September up 18 and a half, 9.36. July corn up 15¼, 7.59½. September up 8½, 6.69¾. July soybeans up 33¼, 16.63¾.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.